Welcome to Technogram, Reddington's podcast, where we talk to industry leaders and learn their inspiring stories. Today we have Wolfgang Croy, who is the AI General Manager for Middle East, Africa and Pakistan. Welcome, Wolfgang.
Thank you. And I have to tell you, I take pride that I'm the only one at the Hitachi Middle Eastern organization that has AI in his title.
I know. Tell us more about that.
So it actually comes from the Latin word ad interim, and it says I'm doing this on an interim basis.
Okay.
So I can tell you I'm 70 years old, but I take assignments for fun. And I'm having fun in the Middle East. That doesn't mean it's an easy marketplace,
yes. Yeah.
But it's so dynamic. And what I'm seeing here at Leap is just outrageous.
Can you tell us what are you seeing at Leap and what is Hitachi's focus here at the event?
So first of all, I can see, if you will, the wind of change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, that is driven primarily by the 2030 agenda, but not exclusively.
Yes.
People are saying data is the new oil,
mm-hmm.
and hearing that in the country that has the most oil resources, I really find that fascinating,
mm-hmm.
and you are driving change. Yeah. So in the country where I come from, Germany, I would love to have at least a 4 years vision or 5 years vision. You put a vision out 15 years ago,
right.
roughly.
Mm-hmm.
So really. Okay. Wonderful. So I can, it's almost like a startup atmosphere. And just to feel the vibes here is rejuvenating.
And you find it exciting as well?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Course.
Wonderful. So as you know, the Gulf region is investing heavily in AI and everyone's talking about AI and digital twin technologies. So how does Hitachi kind of help integrate that and have that as solutions for enterprises and governments?
Of course. Yeah. So, first of all, AI is not a hardware play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, people are talking about $1 billion of investments and thousands of GPUs. And certainly we would like to position our hardware solution, which is Hitachi IQ. But what actually helps our customers advance on the AI field is the development of use cases. So if I can elaborate a little bit, we have created a unit called Hitachi Digital,
mm-hmm.
which is Hitachi Vantara for infrastructure, Hitachi Digital Services for managed services and digital transformation, and Global Logic, which has about 50,000 developers worldwide, a lot of them very proficient in AI. So we engage those resources with our customers and prospects to help them develop AI use cases. And I think other than the hardware, that the biggest differentiator that we bring to this region.
Is there any use case that you can elaborate on without mentioning any of the customer's name? That's a prerequisite.
So a use case which almost applies to every customer is customer 360.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you want to learn more about who actually are your customers? Why are they buying? What are they buying? What could you help them buy in addition? So this is, of course, an application that has been around ever since internet commerce was invented. But now with AI, we can actually put this on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
If you will.
Yeah, absolutely. So what role does Hitachi see itself playing in, you mentioned the Saudi vision. So what role does Hitachi see itself playing in the Saudi vision 2030?
So I want to actually position that in the terms of Hitachi Limited,
mm-hmm.
which is not just Hitachi Digital. We have Hitachi Rail. We have Hitachi Energy. And actually, in this region, we have about 1,000 employees. We have factories,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. We are engaged in the NEOM project, providing the whole energy facilities. And in that context, we can actually provide what we call One Hitachi Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the different business units of Hitachi need to digitize their business. And we do just that.
Okay, wonderful.
And also, if I look at your infrastructure projects, huge infrastructure projects in Saudi, there's a lot happening in the data center space. And we can actually help this from the energy perspective, but obviously we can, we are happy to provide the insights, the IT infrastructure from the Hitachi Vantara perspective.
So before I let you go, Wolfgang, one last question about the opportunities that you see in the Saudi market for your channel partners.
So first of all, I mean, it sounds like a common thing, but the sky is the limit here, really. And that's what I feel here at Leap. And the question is, how do we quickly get access to this ecosystem? And I think your theme here is synergizing the ecosystem. That's exactly the role that we see Redington play. So we are right now in the planning phase of our next fiscal year, and we know exactly which customers we are going after. And then together, in partnership with Redington, we determine what are the right partners for all of these customers to make us successful. And this partnership has been in place for a couple of years, not just limited to the Middle East. And it has been very, very successful for us.
Thank you, Wolfgang. And yes, you're right. Our theme here at Leap is synergizing the tech ecosystem, where we are bringing in synergies from our different stakeholders and seeing how collaboration can drive the future. So thank you so much for joining us here today. And we hope to have you here again.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it as well.